I want to give you a little bit of advice when it comes to signing up for new Web 2.0 tools or websites or social media platforms. This is something that I do personally. Anytime that I want to sign up for a new website, if I don't know much about the website, I have a Gmail account. I call it my rubbish Gmail account. I only use it in these instances. The email address doesn't contain my name or anything that really is all that identifiable to me. And I don't use this Gmail account for any other purpose. So when I sign up for a new website, if I'm not sure if they're going to be legitimate or if I'm worried they might spam me or if I'm not even sure if I'm going to like the tool, I use this rubbish account, sign up, make my user ID match my Gmail so it's easy for me to remember, and then I get in and real quickly start using the tool. I don't worry about uploading an avatar or a profile photo. I don't worry about giving a bio and all that stuff. I just start using it and deciding if I like it. And if I decide that I do, then I go back as I have time and I sign up using my real email address. And then I get concerned about my profile and those kinds of things. And if I decide I don't like the website, then I don't have to worry about it because I don't care about, it's not connected to me. Really, no one's going to know who that account belongs to. If I think about it, I will go back and delete the account, but there's really no harm to me. In using that account and then just leaving it there if it's attached to that rubbish Gmail account. So that's a strategy you might use as you begin to survey all the different social networks that we're going to talk about here in this part of the module.